This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. We all remember this iconic ad. If you're from the 80s or 90s, or maybe even if you were, I guess if you were born earlier than that, you would remember it too, because you would be a grown up when it came out. A lot of people are going to remember the ad, is what I'm trying to say, Mike. You remember this, right?
I remember that iconic ad.
Yeah.
Iconic ad, J.F.
You might remember as sort of a nerdy looking dad, although as I get older, I feel like he looks even cooler in retrospect. And he's holding an egg beside a frying pan, breaking the egg, okay, plopping the egg in a piping hot oil, in a oil or in some oil, and then holding the fried egg in front of the camera with a very serious look on his face. Any questions? Yeah, I got one. First of all, what were you doing?
I don't get it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We all remember that ad and how crazy it was and how little sense it made. But this does make sense, gang.
This makes a lot more sense here. Schedule 35. They're removing the stigma around drugs, particularly magic mushrooms, with precisely measured out microdoses of psilocybin that you can enjoy daily, experiencing all of the benefits without frying your brain. You want to check it out today? I don't blame you. Head on over to schedule35.co and use the code YKS to get 15% off of your order. That's 15% off at schedule35.co and use the code YKS. Schedule 35. Hey.
It's really great.
Well, it's time to crack another six pack. The podcast.
Hey, Mike and JF. I was going to the store, and because my life is how it is, of course, I thought of you guys, my good pals, Jesse and DB, who I'm friends with in real life. It's not just a weird thing that I'm like a crazy guy. It's normal. And I got myself at the store a little ginger ale. That's my little treat I get when I go to the store. And I wondered if you guys had a little grocery store treat that you guys did when you go to the store. Okay, I love you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. Boy, I wonder who picked out the voicemail for this week's episode, Mike. Oh, scratching my head a little bit.
It was you. You did it.
Yep. It was me. I did it. Yeah. Guilty as charged. You're going to have to lock me up. You're going to have to throw away the key, and you're going to have to take away the t-shirt that I piss on in order to bend the bars, a la Jackie Chan. Have you not seen that?
I didn't see that. He pissed on something?
Yeah. This is actually a really
good scene. I got to see that.
This is a cool scene. Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson are they're in lockup. The sheriff has got them, and there's no dog with the key on its neck. So that's the first thing you look for. There's none of that. So that's a problem. But there's the old, I don't think he's old. There's a sheriff out front, and he's sitting on the chair, and he's leaning back in the chair and maybe even flipping the keys around on his finger. So, you know, you ain't getting those keys, right?
That's a classic thing to do with keys, J.F.
So
swinging them around.
What our old friend Jackie Chan does is, does he rip off his own sleeve or maybe Owen Wilson's sleeve? I can't remember. And he whizzes all over it, man. I mean, he soaks this thing. It sounded like he was frying chicken in there. And he takes it and he wraps it around the two adjacent bars on the cell, the door or whatever. And he uses like a stick and he sticks it in between, like he wraps it up in a knot and then sticks the thing through there and then twists it. Like it's like some kind of simple machine. He's like twisting it.
Uh-huh.
And it bends.
Where'd the piss go? What do you do with the piss?
Well, so this is what Owen Wilson said. He's like, why are you pissing on it? And he's like, well, it actually makes it, you know, it's Jackie Chan says, he's like, well, it makes it.
Makes it better. It's better if I piss.
He's saying it's not because it won't rip. It makes it strong. So the cloth won't rip when he's twisting it and bending the bar. So anyway, it works out pretty good. But at a certain point, he's out of piss and he has to. It needs more piss, and so he takes it, and so Owen Wilson has to try to piss on it as well, and he's like, I can't go when you're looking, you know?
Weird thing to put in your movie, well, to think up and put in the movie, huh?
I mean, some guy invented the idea that you could pissing on cloth. Yeah.
Some guy came up with that. That's my idea.
But the cool thing about it is, in the context of the movie, spoilers here for the movie that came out, you know, 24 years ago or whatever. The cool thing about it is it's not even necessary because Jackie Chan's wife rounds up the horses and tears the wall off the back of the jail cell. So they didn't even have
to. Pissed for nothing.
Yeah, so he pissed all over the sleeve for absolutely
what
nothing.
What is this movie? Shanghai Noon? Is that what it is?
Yes, Shanghai Nights is the sequel. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's not that good. not that good of a movie. But there is a lot of piss play in it, so not bad. Mike, grocery store treats. Anything come to mind for you when you're at the grocery store? You get something you grab and go?
You know, usually when I'm at the store, JF, I'm a little bit high as shit. So I'm looking around for things to grab, and I'm usually grabbing some little jerky, some meat snack, you know,
yeah,
something like that, or like a nice cheese, something like that. I'll get.
But you're eating that in the store?
I'm not eating it in a store.
Well, that's what he's talking about.
What do you mean eating? You can't drink the ginger ale in the store before you check out.
I think that's what he's saying.
No, that's not what he's saying.
People do that. People will drink it and then scan it on the way out.
They come up to the cashier and be like, "Sorry, I was thirsty. I couldn't wait 10 minutes."
It really is. I mean, that is something a child would do.
Handing them all the empty wrappers for like a
taking them out of my
soft
pocket.
Goat cheese and.
They're stuck together. Sorry. Scraping them on the self checkout, just rubbing the cheese.
Sorry, I was really hungry.
Maybe let's be charitable here. Maybe he's not talking about drinking it or eating it while you're in the store, but the thing that you're getting like for the car ride home, or like as soon as you walk in the door, the thing that you're opening up, not something you're planning for a meal later. Yeah. Okay. The thing you're just like, you would only get because you were in there looking at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll get me on like a, you know me, I'll get like a different drink.
Right.
I'll get like a crazy drink.
Yes.
Or something. Or like I said, a little jerky or something like that.
I think I've tried like the, because you know you got the regular jerky that's pretty good, but then there's like the higher class jerky where it's seriously like $9 for four pieces of jerky in there. But it's always the wildest.
You know that shit's good.
It's so good and so tender. But like, I think they have one that's like, you've had this, like the galbi, like the Korean barbecue flavor, I think, jerky. That's really good.
Yeah, that's good shit.
That one's really good. So today, actually, now I normally will go and grab, like, if they have the new Mountain Dew Zero Sugar in a crazy flavor, I'll grab that. Or sometimes I'll do like that Starbucks double shot thing that they have in the can, which is really not good. But
those are never good, man.
They're not good, but I have had it before. But today I actually went to the real Starbucks inside the, I mean, I don't know if it's real, but it's the one that's inside the store. You know, it's like that they make the coffee in the grocery store there. Yeah. So I went to that and I got, I never do this. This may be like my first or second Starbucks trip of the whole year. I thought I'd throw them a bone. You know,
that's nice.
Yeah. Hey. But I grabbed, I asked, so no one was in line, and that's unusual, right? Because normally there's a big ass fucking line there. So I just walked up. No one's in line. I feel like now's the time I can ask them a question, because I'm not one of the people who has this coffee order, you know, memorized. I know how to do the little patter with them. You know,
I don't like the people who have it memorized and say it really fast and stuff. I don't like that. That's a big red flag to me.
I think it's strange to not be resistant to the corporate culture that affects you in the way that you need to say your stuff the way they say the stuff. I'm not saying I want the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity. I'm not saying that.
I want a double mocha non-fat latte with coconut milk whip, no whip.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Say it in full sentences. Don't say it.
Whip your ass. How about that? Got some whip for you.
Yeah, I don't like using the parlance of the restaurant. That makes it feel like...
No, it's just the fact that, like, that's my drink, and I can't deviate because I have this memorized the way I like it. And it's all, if it's off a little bit, then I'm going to... You know, that's disgusting.
I would rather let them say, do you want it with ice? And then I kind of go, Yes. No. Yes.
That's what do you I think like. I should do?
How do you like it?
I'm the totally opposite end of the fucking spectrum where I'm just like, what do you guys like here?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I fucking work here. I don't.
I would never eat or drink anything from here, actually. So, but I asked him, I was like, hey, can I ask you, did they have the, cause they got this new thing, the iced, you know, sugar iced cookie, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, is there any way to get that with zero sugar? And as I said it out loud, I realized how stupid it was because it's literally called like the sugar cookie. So what kind of moron would I ask? I mean, how stupid is that?
You guys have a healthy version of the cookie drink?
God, I know. It's stupid. I'm stupid.
Going to the gym or something? Or what are you?
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot. But I looked at it. I was like, oh, it's 150 calories. Okay. I haven't had lunch. I'll try the new coffee thing. And so they asked me all the thing like vanilla or the almond milk, all this shit. I get it. I get the grande. Do you know how much it is? This is a million year old guy thing. But do you know how much it is in all seriousness?
How much in dollar?
Yeah.
It is? No, yeah. I don't. $6.
Yeah. It was like $6 or $7.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, you know what? $6, $7. I got the grande, grand equal big.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. And it's the fucking small. Is that what grande means?
I forget all the sizes. That can't be right.
You have fucked me. You have fucked me so bad that grande is small. Everyone else in the world knows this. I know. I'm the only guy who doesn't know that grande is small. But that's fucking insane. You guys just take all this shit laying down. Grande is small.
Demi, there's a demi size, which is 3 ounces.
That one sounds really annoying, actually.
Yeah, I'm serious. Then there's a short, which is 8 ounces, a tall, which is 12 ounces, a grande is 16 ounces, JF, and a venti is 20, and a trenta is 30 ounces.
Wait, what was the first one?
The demi, 3 ounces.
Okay.
And short.
Short.
And then tall.
Tall.
Grande.
So venti. I got the medium?
You got this medium, yes. Yes, you did.
There's no fucking way.
The 16-ouncer.
No. No, no,
you
no.
You think
no.
You got a tall instead?
No, hang on. You talk for a second about coffee. Ask Dan about his coffee.
You're going to get the, He's going to put it on blast.
Do not ask me about my coffee.
He's going to put the Starbucks guys on blast. As if they haven't had enough to deal with trying to unionize and stuff like that. But Jesse just doesn't give a shit.
Is this another one of them Colin McCarran things that he does?
Oh, it's about to be. It's about to be when he gets back. You're going to light them up. And these are the guys that want $15 an hour. God damn. I can hear it now.
How was that?
What'd you find out?
Well, look, this is what it is. What does this look like to you?
Well, that's the clear cup.
Yeah.
What are the, has it got some notches on the side?
It has notches, but they don't say nothing.
It does look like a short.
Bro, this looks small as fuck.
How much ounces is that? I don't know. There's nothing on it?
I'm gonna have to go do the diehard thing where I'm like pouring, because it doesn't say. Yeah. But this is small. This is not $6 coffee, right?
No, that's okay. Pretty small.
Y'all can't be doing this every, this is crazy. This is crazy being doing this every day. They fucked me. They fucked me on that, but that's fine.
You ever see that thing where they're like, oh, I'm gonna pour the one cup into the other cup and it's the same size or whatever?
I really like that. I like the, have you seen the little cartoon of the, I think it's a little girl and she's, it's like the two panel thing and like they're pouring the liquid into one short cup.
Yeah,
and then they're one the tall cup, and she's pointing to the tall cup because it's taller. That's me.
That's good.
That's me, man.
That's us.
But so after I got this, I went over to the self checkout, and you know what? I got to say this. I told you a couple weeks ago. You guys got to watch yourselves on the self checkout because they're watching you, and they're going to catch you if you're stealing and stuff like that. And they'll let you steal for a little while, and then they'll get you later.
Steal something?
No, I did not steal anything. Wink. No, I got the buzz. I got buzzed like 3 times to say, please make sure you are scanning your items before depositing them in the fucking bags or whatever, numb nuts. And I'm like, yeah, I am. I can see it on the screen. You're mad at me for being too good at this.
That's so funny, man. I saw some guy freaking out about that. I forget where it was, but the guy was like, I'm going through self checkout. I'm doing your job, I go to leave, and you want to check my receipt. Why don't you just have a cashier ring it up so you know I didn't steal it or whatever?
Yeah,
she's like, I get it, but at the same time,
yeah. you're kind of in a prison of your own making there with that guy.
Yeah.
It keeps telling me I'm going too fast. Like you, I think the machine is threatened by my skill.
Yeah.
At the self checkout. Like,
yeah.
I know this happens to you all the time. We're opening up Kickstarter is one thing, or like, I feel like Nike does this a lot too. If you ever go to Nike.com,
yeah,
where it's like, hey, we've detected some unusual activity from your why, bitch. I'm just scrolling. Like,
you're clicking way too fast, bud.
You think I can't click fast? What do you think this is?
It is insane. The self checkout is insanely fucked. I mean, they got to come up with some better system because you scan the shit and it's like, yeah, please wait for an intent. And it's like, I'm sitting there waiting and it's like, dog, come on, bro.
Yeah.
And then they give it, look, the fucking area where you have to set stuff down is like, you have 2 square inches to set down like all of your fucking 19 items or whatever.
I don't know who came up with that. That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
It must be because like the thing that measures the weight is so small or something, cost prohibitive to make that bigger or something like that. Right?
Oh, the scale. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think scale is what it's called.
Whatever.
Anyway, bunch of crap over there. I don't ever suggest going to the store or the coffee shop.
Don't go to the store.
Yeah.
That's JF.
Wow. Yeah. Don't do it. Unless you just like need something and you have to like go get it or whatever, then it's okay. Or if you just want something, that's okay too.
It's giving Nissan Maxima foul up. Is what it's giving right now.
Okay. Well, how about this? It's giving update on the old Kickstarter. How about that? Does that make sense what I said or no? It doesn't make sense.
Not really. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just power through it.
Yep. Let's just keep it moving. Mike, tell us about this one. You got this.
Oh, JF, you must be talking about the air wheel, the rideable luggage.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not. You're talking about something else.
Did you fucking scroll down too far? Where are you right now?
Oh, wait. I forgot what we were doing.
Did you? Bro, come on.
Dan, cut that out.
Yeah, I'll cut that out.
JF, you must be. JF, you must be talking about the Amico from episode 145.
Yeah, that's right.
Rideable luggage. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Amico.
The Amico from episode 145, I think it was.
Yeah, it's the Intellivision game console that has never surfaced. It's never come to fruition, JF.
Here's my slam on that. The Unintellivision. Boom, done.
Boom, next.
You're out of here. Loser. You're a loser.
So basically, the Intellivision was this old-ass game console that they're trying to bring back. But they fouled it up, JF, big time, because the CEOs and all the money guys or whatever screwed up the fucking shit. And they tried to, like, integrate, like, NFTs and stuff like that. And they were selling, like, physical boxes for the games. It's just a nightmare.
Is this true here? This Tommy Tallarico? Isn't that a guy whose name I know from other stuff?
I believe that's the guy from GTA Vice City.
Okay, that's what it is.
The former CEO of the company, Tommy Tallarico, stepped down about a year ago with titles of president and chief creative officer, and at the start of this year, he has gone very quiet, making no further mention of his console or the company, his social media, no updates since April.
Okay, this is interesting here. Reading on Wikipedia, his personal life, it says... Tallarico is also vegan. According to the LA Times, his house in San Juan Capistrano looks as if a 12-year-old with a huge bank account went wild, including a life-size Indiana Jones, several Star Wars characters, and a statue of Merlin. That's cool.
Okay. That's...
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Tallarico has claimed to be a cousin of Steven Tyler. Interesting that even in Wikipedia they say you will have claimed to be Steven Tyler's cousin.
We couldn't verify.
Did you ever know somebody growing up that was like, yeah, I have a famous cousin? Did you ever, who was the guy who did that to you?
Didn't know a lot of famous or extended famous people. The This is Your Brain on Drugs guy, the guy who directed that.
Yeah.
Was his like one of my friends was that's his uncle or whatever. His name is like Joe Pitka.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
That's really weird.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
I had a friend growing up who said her, and I don't know if this is true. Maybe it is true. She said that her cousin, or she was related somehow to Daisy Fuentes. Remember Daisy Fuentes?
I remember that.
I remember one time she was like, I think it was one of those things where she was like, yeah, I'll call her on the phone right now. And then I think Daisy didn't pick up on the other end. But it was her, though.
Sent a voicemail.
Yeah.
It was her voicemail on the voicemail?
I did not hear the voicemail. I didn't hear it. Yeah. I don't even know if she... I don't even know if the phone rang.
Hey, it's Daisy. Leave me a message.
Very odd celebrity to be. I don't know. What's Daisy Fuentes doing? Is she related to Steven Tyler?
I had a kid in, like, I think eighth or ninth grade who said his cousin was Heathcliff. And I was like, what, dude? That don't make no sense.
At least
he didn't say Garfield, right? Like, he knew enough to, like, not.
There's no way you're related to Garfield.
There's no way they're going to believe I'm related to Garfield.
Yeah, he's too big.
I'll take it down a notch.
Wow. Wow. Daisy Fuentes is married to Richard Marx.
Wow. From the, what's his hit song? I forget. Remind me. Remind me what his hit song was.
Sorry, who is it? Who are you talking about? Who was it? Oh, Hold On to the Nights, right? That's the one. That's the one I think I know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bunch of other ones, but I don't really know them. Right Here Waiting? I don't know what that one is. How's that one?
Right Here Waiting for You.
Oh, this guy was like on all of the...
It's Brian... It's Brian... what's
Adams?
His name? Brian Adams. Right?
Oh, boy. Dan is nodding. Dan, there's no way you know that. Do you know that?
You know that?
Yeah, Brian Adams is Canadian.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's why.
So I know that.
Fuck. He's like one of our main guys up here.
I should have known that.
He really
right,
is
you're
one
waiting.
Of our main guys up here. It sucks.
Right Here Waiting is the number is his number one song. It's the second single from Repeat Offender. That's a cool album name.
Yeah.
Anyways, I forget what we were doing. But anyways, that guy is alive, I guess. The Intellivision Amico. I remember this. This actually has a cool modern but retro vibe to it, actually.
That's right, JF. This is two little handheld devices, controllers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's people, some people got test units and stuff like that. So you can see like what they look like.
Is this what the original thing looked like as well, with these little like iPod-esque scroll wheels?
Kind of. They had like little paddles or whatever.
Okay, because this is giving, here we go, this is giving iPod original, this is giving iPod classic, right?
It's giving iPod, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Night Stalker reimagined, okay? Don't like the sound of that. I thought we were done with that guy.
Leave that guy in the past.
Hey, he's a classic for a reason. I don't think we need to... Oh, but they got Earthworm Jim to come back as well. Boy.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, I liked Earthworm Jim, but it does seem like one of those things. And I'm trying to think of another one right now where it's like constantly rebooting this old property that actually no one cares about for it. Like it's not giving anything. It's not giving
it's
entertainment.
It's not giving anything.
Yeah. But Earthworm Jim is a big one for me. I'm trying to think of a fucking another one. Something that I keep trying to come back that nobody cares about.
YKS.
Okay, it says here they've got Farkle on the... You can't be telling me you got Farkle on here, dude.
Well, a
dice game, it says. But I do like the hardware. This is pretty cool. So I guess the only thing is I just want to make sure that it actually came out and exists, so...
Yeah, they don't think that it's ever going to come out. The guy who came out with it is already, like, hyped up, like, another project, and he's stopped talking about the Amico and stuff like that, and I don't know. It's a huge clusterfuck. There's so much going on with this Amico thing. I don't think it's ever going to come out.
7.1 million. Is the pre-order link still active?
I don't think so.
Well, let's see. Limited collector's boxed edition bundles. It looks like they're going to let you buy the game. So you can get Evil Knievel, Dyna Blaster, Missile Command, Rigid Force Redux Enhanced, Moon Patrol, Biplanes, Brain Duel, and Finnegan Fox. And that's going to run you about $150, but I don't know where you're going to get the system from, I guess, because you need the... I assume you need the system to play it on, and there's no way to buy the system. So I guess this could be just, you know, throwing money away, which is kind of cool to do.
I found this on... It was on some site called Start Engine, which we've never... I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but apparently... Another crowdfunding site, one of the lesser ones, and it's got on the main page. You got that guy who killed that guy in the boat.
Yes,
what was his name?
Right,
Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary or whatever.
Although I will say, he's Mike, on there. You have some of the facts backwards. It was actually his wife at the wheel.
It was his
of the
wife.
Boat.
Yes,
and it was an accident as well, which is I think you're forgetting to mention. Well. Easy mistake to make. But that's interesting. A whole other website of crap out there for us to look at. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So let me guess. You want to change the name of the... You want to change the name of YK as Your Kickstarter Sucks. You want it to be Start Podcast.
Oh my God. There's another one. Republic.com is one of the... you can invest in another one. You can invest in all these companies and stuff. We should take a look at these, JF. There's a lot of stuff on here.
So you want it to change to...
You want to change the name.
You want to change the name to Your... Republic Sucks. Is that? Do you say it was Republic?
Yeah, it was Republic. Yeah,
that's kind of cool. Why don't we do like a politics, like a history? Let's do a history of the Roman Empire. And we could do monthly episodes on the history of Rome. It'd be Your Republic. Your Republic Sucks. We go there. Wow, this reminds me of Catullus. So we can talk about
what. Have you been reading a book or something lately? Like, where's this coming from?
I took 4 years of Latin, so I know Catullus. anyway, we should do that. Yeah, let's change. Mike, that sounds like a good idea. Let's change the whole name of the show.
That's not what I'm asking.
Let's just change everything we're doing just because you want to.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Just because you weren't getting enough attention one day. Yeah, let's go ahead. Anyway, that's too bad. The Amico. Sounds cool. Maybe it'll happen. Probably not. What will happen, though, folks, is a short break. We'll be back with more YKS right after this.
JF, let's talk about NordPass and sharing passwords and revoking passwords and all of that stuff. Let's talk about it. Let's wrap.
I've got a few hours. Yeah, let me hear about it.
Well, basically, it's just NordPass. You can use it for that.
So it's literally just—it's only what you said was all you had prepared on the topic.
Actually, there's actually a lot more to it.
I dabble a little bit. I know a little bit about what you're talking about. NordPass Business is basically a solution to a lot of problems. Okay,
If you don't have your password situation under control, gang.
Well, really, yeah.
It's 2023 almost. Come on,
you're done with 2022 already. You're already rounding up.
Get it the hell out of here! Yeah,
you're wild, man. You're wild. NordPass is going to help you store your passwords, create secure passwords. It's going to help you store your credit card information. Now this is important for me. We got a big household here. You know, sometimes I'm telling my kid, "Hey, what's the credit card number?" She rattles it off. I'm like,
She's looking for the slip of paper she wrote it down on.
I'm like, slow down.
It's in my notebook here somewhere.
But for business, it's really, really important. You got the business credit card. You got the business accounts, all this stuff. You got so many people on so many different teams sharing access to all these accounts and stuff like that. At some point, you're tearing your hair out in your data server room. You're going, there's got to be a better way. Well, there is. It's called NordPass Business, okay? You should try it out at nordpass.com/YKS. You're going to get a three-month free trial with that. And in that 3 months, here's my suggestion to you, okay? Here's my suggestion to you for what you do with NordPass Business. Store and access your online accounts from anywhere, okay? Simple. That'll save you 11 hours a year right there per employee, probably. Which is like, if you have 10 million employees, that's whatever 11 times 10 million is. That's massive, okay?
Let me just do the math on that real quick while you talk for the rest of the time.
You got it. You can make payments and purchases without delay. Forget the delays. Just make your payments and purchases, okay? You can keep your sensitive information updated and safe. And you can share that access between the teams to make collaboration easy. Now, this is something I like as well. Detect your data breach early. It takes businesses an average of 212 days to identify a breach. Now, that's going to hurt the old pocketbook, I imagine. NordPass Business makes that a thing of the past. Mike, did you get answer for me on the multiplication?
No, I forgot all about it, JF, but I did have a question. Can you revoke and give access effortlessly or?
Absolutely, you can, Mike. Normally, it's going to take some kind of effort, but with NordPass Business, the effort is out the window, okay? 57% of organizations report needing days, weeks, or months to fully offboard technical employees. That, I mean, quite frankly, that's absolutely ridiculous. You guys got to get it together. That's a really long time. I don't know what they're doing. Well, I'll tell you what they're not doing. They're not going to nordpass.com/YKS to get a 3-month free trial. I can't imagine why they wouldn't do it. 3 months free at nordpass.com/YKS. Check it out. Also sponsoring this week's episode of YKS, Mike. Hello, Fresh. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Tis the season for saving money wherever we can, JF, and HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. So you can use those savings for holiday gifts or treat yourself.
I will be using it for holiday gifts. I'm not a selfish person. I don't want to be visited by any kind of ghosts or ghoulies in the middle of the night. I'm using my HelloFresh savings to buy, I think I might buy some very loud clanking chains that I'll just keep hung up on the wall. Hope nobody minds that. Oh, and HelloFresh can help you eat better amid all the holiday temptations. Their meals have 20% fewer calories than takeout, so you can still have full flavor just without the guilt. Oh my God, I got to get rid of some of the stuff that's in my fridge right now. We're talking some indulgences, okay? I haven't seen this many indulgences.
Indulgent selects.
Since the, I haven't seen this, let me try to think about. I
haven't seen this many indulgences.
Is that like the 1400s? Like something like that, I think, maybe?
I think so. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I was like, I was in my skipping class era when we were talking about that stuff, so I missed out. Oh boy, my wife and I love cooking with HelloFresh. It makes it so, so easy to throw a high quality, delicious meal together. And I'll tell you what we've been doing with HelloFresh is we've been saving the recipes because the recipes are so good. We want to cook them on our own. They do some stuff with chicken you absolutely would not believe. I think I had a honey mustard salmon the other day that was kicking butt and taking names in the refrigerator. It walked into the refrigerator as leftovers. All the other leftovers started jumping out of the fridge like, we can't compete anymore. We're out of here, bro. I was like, get them out of here, man. Oh,
boy. It was crazy seeing all that go down.
That was wild. Yeah, I was live streaming it at the time. If you're looking for variety, HelloFresh is where you want to be with over 35 recipes available to choose from each week. There's something to please everybody, even old cranky Uncle Tony. Choose from family-friendly, fit and wholesome, or even veggie. Plus, you can easily customize your meals by swapping proteins or sides, upgrading your proteins, or even adding a protein to a veggie meal. Very nice. Here's what you're going to want to do. You want to go to HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks18 and use the code YourKickstarterSucks18 for 18. Am I reading this right? 18 free meals plus free shipping.
No, that's got to be a mistake, Jay.
No, Mike, I'll read it again because I swear to you right now, if I'm lying, I'm flying, because it's HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks18 with the code YourKickstarterSucks18. For 18 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh. Even old cranky Uncle Tony likes this stuff. You know how that guy is.
Oh, it's six-pack time. It's six-pack time. It's time to do the six-pack time.
Six-pack time. Mike, you're up.
You sent me something in the mail?
Ah,
that's the other one. I'm just playing. JF, this is the air wheel that you were talking about before. The writable luggage.
That sounds like something I would say. Yeah, that sounds absolutely crazy. The air wheel. Wow.
I feel like we had a writable luggage scooter thing on here before, but I forget. Yeah, we don't keep track of this shit.
It's definitely an idea that has existed before. This is not the first iteration of scooting around on your luggage, I don't believe.
Yeah.
And in fact, I mean, speaking of Demi size earlier, I think our friend Demi Lardner has said that she scoots around on some luggage.
Seriously?
I swear to God, I think she wow. and Tom told me she was scooting around on some luggage at the airport. I'm gonna ask him.
Man, I would love to see that. Her
she's kind of like her little
ass zipping zipping around the airport like fucking Ralph the mouse on the motorcycle.
Kind of like it's looking like it's giving Toad in Mario Kart.
Well, it's actually giving Ralph from House of the Motorcycle. it's a clear luggage, JF.
Is the
thing of this.
No, come on.
You get transparent, obsidian gradient, or pink gradient, or whatever. I can't imagine zipping around the fucking airport on my three-wheeled luggage.
I think this is one of the things I would be too self-conscious to ever do, no matter what. Because if you need the conveyance, you're just going to get on one of the actual things that they drive around, or you have your own thing or whatever. I don't think this is like for need. I'm always careful here. I don't want to get the thing in where people are like, actually, this is good for me because I need to ride around on my luggage.
I have anxiety.
I don't want that to be the case. But
for my PTSD, actually. So.
The fact that it's fucking clear is the craziest thing I have ever seen. Why would you ever make luggage clear, dude? Is it one of those Reddit things where it's like it makes it look like it's an infinite? Have you seen the infinite table?
Yeah, the mirror table thing. Yeah,
it's not that. It's literally clear. Like you can see all your underwear. Clear. And shit in there.
Okay. Like TSA is gonna look at it and be like, I guess we don't need to. No, they're gonna put their hands in your shit no matter what.
That's so bad because, you know, even if you are good at folding your stuff in the right way in your luggage, it still looks crazy when it's closed, right? Like it's still absolutely nuts to be showing that off while you're just.
I just got pissed off all over again from when we flew out to Vancouver and I put my stuff in the bins, you know, and I'm like separating it all out and we're all in a hurry because some asshole's behind me with like, you know, his fucking six bags and. Then they fucking are like, oh, you got to do this or what? Why don't you fucking do it? Okay.
Right.
I'm busy trying to get through the fucking metal detector and shit.
Oh boy. It
Goofy
is.
Ass.
It's stressful.
So fucking annoying.
Traveling is stressful. That's why you need to kick your feet up and ride around on a little scooter. I can't imagine this. How quickly are you getting pulled over at TSA when you scroll through on one of these fucking things?
I mean, the thing, so it has a battery in it, right? You know, for the.
A lot of them scooter do, I part, think.
And you can, it's like a power bank. You can plug like USBs into it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you get up in the air and it explodes.
Yeah, that could be fun as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the size of it here and it says large capacity, but it literally is showing one shoe being put in there and it takes up 75%
right?
of the. Do we have
Come
different
on,
definitions
bro.
Of.
It's a very small fucking.
This is small.
Suitcase.
Is this meant to be a carry-on or a checkable luggage? I don't know.
Carry-on. You can see that they're putting it into the overhead. I mean, it has wheels on it, dude.
There's
And the wheels stick out. You know, that's so goofy or whatever. So, come on, bro.
I was, I don't know which flight it was, which leg it was, but when I was traveling, I got on one of the, we all know the small-ass fucking planes nobody wants to get on. I got on one of those. You get on one of those planes and you look at it and it's like, what the fuck? This is made by Chrysler? What the fuck? Like it's they're really fucking small. And I got on and I paid the extra $20 or whatever to be like one of the first people on the plane. And I go in and sit down and I'm like the fifth guy on there, and I swear to God, they said, hey, the overhead's already full. Because there's no overhead space on these fucking things.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm like the first guy on here. And she's like, well, I can store it up here in my closet if you want. Because like they have access to like the little closet up front, you can just throw your coat in or something like that. It's like I cannot believe we are doing this.
Last time I got on the plane coming home, sat in first class because sprung for it. Never sprung for it before. I did it. I was hell yeah, and it sucked. They didn't have Wi-Fi, and I mean it sucked fucking anyway.
That's
it's
so
like,
good.
Like I was saying yesterday or whatever, like you pay for something that you think is going to be, you're going to be set. And it's just more bullshit, dude.
More shit, yeah.
It's just more shit. So I get in there, I sit down at the seat or whatever. and some like big fat old guy comes out of the shitter, and there was like a book in my seat, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, somebody left this book here, and I gave it to the flight attendant, you know, trying to be a good guy or whatever.
Oh.
And some fucking old piece of shit comes out of the can, and he's like, someone's sitting in my seat. He tells the fucking flight attendant, I'm sitting right there. He doesn't talk to me. He's like, right. somebody's sitting in my seat. And I dig out my fucking, you know, thing, and I show him. I'm like, actually, you have dementia, you dumb fuck. And I socked him in his fucking nose, and everybody on the plane clapped. Actually, it was, I said, sorry, sir. I'll move. I'll get off, sir. I'm sorry.
Were you in the wrong seat?
No, I wasn't at all. He was mistaken because he's stupid. This was his second leg, I think, and he thought that he had the same seat the whole.
Oh, wow.
He's actually a dumb fuck.
So what
he was showing the guy next to him pics on his phone. He's like, that's us at Trump National.
Oh, come on.
Shit like that. A loser.
That's cool, man. That's cool. We should travel more.
Yeah.
Interesting here. It does point out there are other companies that do the wheeled little scooter luggage, but it says this one can't use for a long time, whereas this one is comfortable and elegant riding posture. I can't believe that's a problem for anyone, that you want to sit on your luggage more, but it's just, golly, it's not comfortable to sit on my luggage for long periods of time. I need elegant.
It's giving scoliosis. This has a maximum riding distance of 6.2 miles, JF, so...
Wow. Okay.
Be on this son of a bitch for a while.
I guess he really could. That's probably as big as an airport. I have no idea how big an airport is, so that sounds right to me. It's going to cost you $460. Or let's see, does it say MSRP is $799? You are fucked. You are nasty.
MSRP is fake.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
Nobody's believing that. That's a joke. You're a joke, actually, as well.
And we're done.
Yep. That was the air wheel. That's trash. All right. How about this? Magic pencil. I tell you what, I'll be honest with you. This is the first time I'm clicking on this. Is it okay to say that?
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody cares. Magic pencil. What the hell is this? A handheld spectrometer. Oh, you put this on there because you like spectrometers. That's what this is.
That's right. Yes.
You wanted to talk about spectrometer. All right. Go on ahead. Go on ahead and tell them about spectrometers, DV.
Oh man, how much do I love spectrometers? Well, let's just watch the video, Drew.
Yeah, good idea. Help me catch up a little bit to where you're at vis-a-vis spectrometers. Oh, is it fucking? Is there no sound in this?
You're not gonna play it or what?
I'm playing it.
Oh, there's no voiceover. So.
Oh, so we were just listening to this music. Well, guess what? I like the music. Magic pencil. I don't know what I'm even looking at. What the fuck is this? I wish. Oh, did she just kick the egg off the? What the hell
is
this, dude? No, I don't know what this is. I have to rewatch this. What the hell is this?
Magic pencil is an all-in-one laboratory smart miniature spectroscopic scanner. Talk about a goddamn tongue twister. It replaces
sports. Who was talking about tongue twisters?
Who's talking right now? Sports replaces sports bracelets, water detectors, food and soil detectors, and other types of equipment. Get rid of all that. Get rid of all these gadgets filling up your junk drawer.
What?
My sports bracelet. So you can use it, JF. It's like a chubby pencil is the shape of it.
Yeah, like a cartoon pencil.
Yeah, and you can use it to test tomatoes' sweetness, caffeine concentration, fat content of milk, freshness of egg, caffeine in coffee, decant duration of red wine, acidity analysis, chlorophyll of plants, nitrogen content, the grade of a steak, and the freshness of a steak.
What?
I mean... And you can use it on yourself to test blood oxygen, fatigue.
No.
This is really an incredible device.
Is this the fakest thing on Earth? I've never heard. I mean, I know what it's.
I don't know. You're gonna say that, and then somebody's gonna be like, actually,
I know.
Spectrum analyzers I work with him every day.
Yeah, probably. I think that's true. Like, I think, isn't this how, I don't know the answer to this, but isn't this how, you know how if you get a restaurant, you got to go to a certain level before you start reporting calorie content on the menu and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Don't they put them in like a spectra, like they put an apple on the spectrometer?
I do not know how it all works.
I think they put like a chicken nugget in a box and it like zaps it.
I've just been eating liver, raw liver.
Okay, and that's going well for you so far?
I'm so sick.
I'm just imagining, like, when I hear spectrometer, I'm picturing like Ghostbusters technology.
Yeah.
Like, there's like some kind of box with some lights on it, and then there's definitely some kind of like gas that gets shot out of it. I can't really tell from where. And then something happens.
Basically, it sucks the ghost in and they're trapped there forever.
But like, why couldn't the ghost like go through the box though? Like, I don't
special box.
Yeah, but like, why does that box have to be stored in the big container at the at the Ghostbusters headquarters?
Because of energy. I didn't watch too close on the film. I just
okay. I don't know. This is I'd like to see somebody using it. This is somebody using it here. Tomato sweetness. Okay. Here we go. We've got.
Oh my god!
I know. We got the pencil. I don't like the form factor of the pencil. I'll say that. There's no need for it.
Don't like it.
It looks like it's like a Blue's Clues thing.
It does look like the Blue's Clues thing.
Blue's Clues. Do you see the original Blue's Clues guys back?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they killed the other guys off.
Scanning my tomato.
Yeah. And then something came up on the screen. What is it? It says tomato sweetness. It says sweetness 7.3. What the fuck?
So what? I mean, what are you supposed to do with that?
What do I do with that? Wait, now what are they doing now?
Poking a hole in the tomato.
Okay, and then they're using the bottom of one of those flossing tools to poke the bottom of the tomato. And you're squeezing
squeezing some juice out into another device.
Oh, this must be like the reference spectrometer.
Yeah.
And then let's see if it says 7.3 on it. 7.1. So probably within tolerance. If you just
pretty cool.
Had to know what it was. I don't know what.
I want to see how sweet this mater is, but I don't want to take a bite of it. So I guess I'll just get some dentist tools, poke a hole on it, and squirt out some of the juice.
I'm blown away by this. This is really fucking odd to me. I need someone smart or a scammer to explain this to me. One or the other. Yeah. Somebody needs to tell me what's going on.
What's the rub here?
Because
too dumb to figure it out.
I think the technology is real, but making it into a consumer product, I guess, is where I'm wondering what the point is. Like, okay, so like for instance, is the milk fresh? How fresh is the milk? Okay, well, look, I got
a guy. I'm just giving it a whiff. Whatever happened to just giving it a whiff, Jeff?
Yeah. There you go. I got a spectrometer right here, buddy. It's also my booger storage. So it actually has two functions, which
dual
I don't
purpose. Yeah.
I don't think your little pencil can do that. Where are you putting your boogers? You get the pencil.
Each of these questions, how good is my dog food, quality of my leather, would have been extremely difficult to answer before now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you can test your dog food with it, I guess.
Oh my God.
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. This one's not for me. I'll say it.
Yeah, I don't. The dog food is crazy. Coffee. They were just doing coffee. They were doing a completely made cup of coffee, already finished brewing in the coffee cup on the saucer, and they're scanning it. What are you doing with the information after that? If the little pencil comes back and says 2.1 on your coffee, are you not drinking it? What is the?
Is this steak good enough? Has this wine aged sufficiently? I mean. Yeah, and just throw it out. You know.
What magic pencil can do? Milk, fat content. It's on the fucking label. I already bought it.
Like, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
You can also scan your plants for chlorophyll. If someone is ever asking you, does your plant have chlorophyll in it? You can go, well, I don't know. Hey, let's see. And let's make a friendly wager as well. Now, if my plant has chlorophyll in it, I get to fuck your wife. You could do that. I guess, is that what you're doing with this?
Yeah, that's the use case.
I can't understand what you are doing with the magic pencil unless it's trying to fuck your friend's wife. Yeah. That's the only thing I can... That's one of those things where it's like, I don't know what it is. Is it YouTube? Is it fucking your friend's wife? If it is, I don't have any interest in it. It's not for me.
Yeah.
I don't need my blood oxygen level or to fuck my friend's wife. It's not important to me. I'll just move on. I have a lot of other stuff going on. It's almost Christmas. I can't deal with this. So.
So this guy in the comments says, I work in the wastewater water treatment industry, and I was wondering if you had considered adding measurements for COD, BOD5, TSS, PTN. I mean,
the magic pencil guy going,
there's a huge market for a handheld device that could measure these constituents quickly for process control. All the facilities in the U.S. already require laboratory testing of these items by certified labs, so you'd have tons of comparison data to tweak the calculations. I can get data from 7 facilities myself. By the time you get the lab test back, you usually miss the window for adjustments. Quick data, even 10% error margin, would be amazing to have. So there's a use case for E.
You know what? Actually does not inspire a ton of confidence that the guy in charge of wastewater is on Kickstarter looking for a solution. Yes,
that is concerning. That's a little concerning. I would have thought that they would have maybe had a handle on it.
You guys don't have this technology yet? You let the guy scanning apples to figure out if they were good to eat get there before you. We're drinking that water, right?
I have a 75-gallon saltwater coral frag and fish tank. At the moment, I use various HANA colorimeters for testing, including the alkalinity and phosphate. I'm looking into several others, such as nitrate, magnesium, calcium, copper, and ammonias. Can the magic pencil do any of these? It sometimes takes me hours to do these tests, not to mention add the reagents, cuvettes, and if you happen to look away from the tester too long, it turns off before you see the reading. Very, very particular problems.
Is he talking about like his job as like a safety guy?
No, this is a different guy. Sorry. This is a fish aquarium guy.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? There's another subculture where I'm just like, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Fish guys? y'all are on some other shit. I don't know. This has raised an absolute ton of money. I'm blown away. So there is obviously something here we're not getting because it's
too stupid to figure it out. Yeah.
214,000, 894 people have backed this I hit the back arrow too far. Sorry. I don't know. I have to go back. I hit the back arrow. I was a little bit scared. 10 grand was the original goal, 894. And these things cost almost $300 a piece. That's crazy, man. What on earth?
Magic pencil, a handheld spectrometer for better lives. Get one today.
I don't want to. 10 days ago, somebody says, if I am no programmer, but know how to do some basic scripting, but not hardcore. So, I don't care what the rest of it says. I just wanted to point out that this maybe is an Elon Musk thing. This seems like something Musk people are maybe into.
Because the one guy's a programmer?
Because this one guy said hardcore programming. I think that... I feel like no one else would say that other than that. I don't know why you would. Man, this is crazy. Very concerning about the wastewater guy. That's something.
Yeah. I'm in charge of the water cleanliness for a city of 8 million people. To really help us out a lot with a problem we're having right now. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. All right. The magic pencil. Really weird. Mike? What do you got?
The display and generator for Wi-Fi passwords 1. I think the 1 is maybe a mistake. This is a small device. Now look, this is just some guy, okay? This isn't like a team of guys who got together and said, let's fuck these guys up and steal their money. This is some guy, okay? He says, hello, dear sir. I am an engineer and I need money to commercialize my new invention product. I've filled a request to obtain a patent in Tunisia. So I will try to give you all details about my product. In some countries, people need to use Wi-Fi in the coffee shop because it's so expensive to use the mobile connection. So if the coffee shop owner uses one password of Wi-Fi forever, many users can use this password without entering in the coffee shop in the next days. For this reason, we need to change the password every day or maybe every some days. So my product is a simple machine which can generate many random passwords by using a generate button. This button can be used only by the coffee shop owner, so it's protected by padlock. So this is like a...
Okay.
advice for Wi-Fi cafe guys who can just generate like a new password for their Wi-Fi or something from pressing this.
Couple issues.
Like, you know.
Couple issues with this.
Yeah.
If you're trying to keep people from using your Wi-Fi without entering in the coffee shop, how many people are standing outside the coffee shop using your Wi-Fi, I guess, would be my... I don't know that Wi-Fi is, like, spreading all over town from one coffee shop, is it? It's probably just, like, maybe just right outside, and then maybe not even that, because it's, like, a brick wall that you can't get the signal through, maybe?
You can camp outside and steal people's information or whatever. Did you ever do war driving when you were, I guess you wouldn't have, huh?
No.
Huh? Where you would go out and drive around neighborhoods and connect to people's open Wi-Fis and then see, like, scan their network and look through their files and stuff.
I have a question. Did you immediately dismiss the idea that I did this because, number one, I am younger than you. Yes. Number two, I am a good person. Number three, I am too stupid to figure it out.
All three of those, okay, without saying anything, were my reasons. Yeah. Anyway, the coffee shop owner presses the generate button to generate a new password. Now, I should add that these passwords that he's generating are 4 digits long. So not the most secure password in the world.
And they also look like they're only letters.
That's correct, yes.
So, the first one I see is L. I don't know if it's an X or an 8, so there's a problem we need to work out.
LPC4, maybe, something like that. I don't know.
LPCH, I think, down here.
Hard,
but then
it's hard to read.
LH, because it uses the sort of, what's that clock style? The little red numbers, you know, where it's like sort of hard to distinguish.
Yeah, analog numbers.
Kind of is realizing now why those standard clocks only did numbers and not letters, because it's actually impossible to distinguish the letters from one another in this style. Yeah, so if you're wondering, should my password today be LPCH or LHLH, this could have you covered. Okay, here's the video of the locking mechanism, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the lock looks like it just hangs there. Does it actually prevent you from pushing the button?
There's a little padlock on the bottom of it that you're supposed to attach. Well, you can pop those motherfuckers with a small screwdriver anyway. So.
But the padlock doesn't keep the button from being pressed.
I do that sometimes when I steal luggage from the airport. I just go in, pretend like I'm picking somebody up, and I just take some luggage from the carousel, pop the lock. And
that would be easy. Did you see those guys who were like stealing luggage out of a tour bus?
That was
crazy. Okay. That password was heap. I swear to God, that password that just went by was. Okay, so he's kind of. Okay, now let's see. I want to see it locked up because I need to see the. Lock it up. I need to see the protection here. There goes. The key is being inserted. Oh, no. Is that the security?
Yeah, it's like a little.
Oh, no. It's like a little hardware thing that keeps the button from being depressed.
And then you put your.
It's called therapy.
I wish I had.
I wish you had it. I wish I had it.
The password will be used as Wi-Fi password by using the Wi-Fi password configuration on smartphone. Then it can be displayed for customers when they press the displaying button, the big button in the center. So once the password is set, it's locked, and then you just push this little thing to pop up the Wi-Fi password, I guess.
A little less user-friendly than... And also, he is changing the password right now despite the lock being on. I just want to point that out. That seems to be...
Stuff needs to be ironed out here.
Because you're supposed to push this and then the current password comes up, right? But he's pressing it and the password is being changed, I think. So something to think about there as far as the buttons and everything. But I think maybe just printing it out on a sheet of paper would be a nice way to go as well, instead of putting a thing that legitimately looks like an explosive device on the wall of the restaurant.
Have two Wi-Fis going, one with a guest network, then shut off the guest network.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Yep. You could even make them register their MAC address if you want to piss everyone in the coffee shop off. You could go that way. Okay, that one's $73 of $20,000, three backers 17 days ago. I don't see a future for that. But I saw that you had one for passwords, and I thought maybe we could do another one for passwords just as a bonus here.
Yeah.
I saw this one. Tell me what you think about this. This is password evaluator. This does not count as my entry in the six. Everybody calm down. This is a bonus, okay? Sometimes we do this. It's around the holidays.
Wow. You guys are spoiled.
We spoil you rotten. Password Evaluator, the best password strength calculator website. Now, so this is interesting here. Regular websites give a false sense of security regarding password strength, according to these folks here. Websites specialized in analyzing password strength may be even more misleading, as weak passwords pass as strong ones, okay? So they take into account passwords found in data breaches, and then they modify them in a certain way just to give you an analysis as to whether your password is secure. Now, in order to test this, what you do is you copy your password and paste it into this website, and then hit enter. And then it tells you if it is good or not.
We can now confirm Password Evaluator has been breached, and all of the passwords have been leaked. This with is your information.
Now it says here this is a part of the Wallet Inspector network of websites. So that's an interesting. is this as crazy as I thought it was to type in your password to a website and then have them tell you? Because now I'm used to being like the password manager, whatever it is you use, is like telling you what if your password's good or not or whatever. Or you get something to generate your password, it tells you from there. But literally having a list of your passwords and then entering them on www.passwordevaluator.com.
Yeah.
That's a little, is that different or is it not different? And I'm paranoid.
I guess it's, I don't think it's a, you have a reason to be paranoid, but it is a stupid idea. Just make the password like longer and more complex than,
yeah.
I mean, what do you need? I don't need to be told that the password sucks. Just come up with a longer one or whatever.
This is a cool student project, but as far as rolling it out where everybody's throwing their passwords into one guy's website, it does say here, this guy is a member of the Spanish National Cybersecurity Team, 22 years old, comp engineering student, so 100% knows more about computers than I do. At this point, I barely know how to turn the things on. They got so many whiz bangs and doodads on the, I mean, I'm...
Well, you got to be a NASA, one of these NASA rocket scientists to even...
Really
mess with the darn things anymore, Jeff.
I didn't know that.
Cords and buttons and doodads and whiz bangs.
That's really interesting. I was not aware of that. That is very cool. Well, that gives me a lot to think about. I may go back to school. I do like using the computer. But that one's $1 pledge of $310 one backer 30 days ago. I thought that was an interesting, they're kind of attacking the password problem from a different angle, right? You know. Hey, you know what? I'll take a look at it for you. I'll take a look at you. Let me just take a look at it, you know? I'll tell you what you need to do here. So you might want to give them $5. You can be on the Silver Tier Hall of Fame. Oh, no. Not sure why you'd need that, but you could. $311 says, just get your Raspberry Pi, kid. And so I think that is just where you buy this kid a Raspberry Pi. I think the kid wants a Raspberry Pi. I think is what this is coming down to.
Let's get him one.
I don't blame him. They are kind of a cool. You can do a lot of different things. I'm not going to buy him one. But you can do different stuff with it. You can plug it in, check out the doodads or look at the whiz bangs. So there's a lot of different things you can do with the Raspberry Pi. Anyway, password value, 2-for-1 there on the passwords. Pretty cool. I know you're already licking your lips about the 2-for-1 there, gang. And I'm licking my lips as well for about 3 more Kickstarters. But first, I take a quick break. We'll be back with more YKS in the 3 last Kickstarters, or maybe even 4 if we feel like craziness, after this. Mike, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp, as you know, because I wrote it down in the document that we share and we look at together before we start the episode.
That's right. And in fact, JF, we're looking at it right now and reading off of it as we speak.
That is so cool. Real-time collaborations here, thanks to the internet. You know, the internet has really brought us together in a lot of really interesting and cool ways, okay? One of them is looking at documents together and sort of saying, I'm seeing this, and the other guy says,
what are you seeing on your end?
That is something. Oh,
holy Toledo.
are we in 3022 or are we still 25? I don't actually know. But you know, another cool thing is BetterHelp Online Therapy. Gone are the days where you have to hop in the rickety old station wagon and you're driving on the snow. You didn't put your snow tires on.
Yeah.
You're kind of like swerving all over the road.
Maniac.
and you're not slowing down, even though you are losing traction. And you finally get there, and you do the thing where you park, and then as soon as you park,
you're going way too fast anyway. You slam right into the building,
and the car falls apart around you. Like,
am I late?
Don't worry about it, because you can go on the computer with BetterHelp. You know, life doesn't come with a user manual, and neither does that busted up old jalopy you drove to the therapy appointment. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck, maybe in a snowbank. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, becoming a parent, or maybe even trying to finance a vehicle at one of these high-pressure dealerships. Therapists are trained to help you to figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, as well as how to negotiate your way out of that clear coat stuff on the outside. What the hell is that? I'm not touching that stuff. You guys put it on at the factory. I won't be tricked, thanks to my therapist. That makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. And I'm not going to say anything about engine, even though it would be very easy for me to do at this point. You know, Mike, I've been in therapy. I love to go in there and kick my feet up, and they ask me to put my feet down. And then I have basically a huge meltdown. Cross a lot of boundaries, and I'm asked to leave, okay? But I'm working on all that stuff, okay? And I'm working on my coping skills, my self-empowerment. I'm working on all this stuff, and it takes some damn time, but it's worth it. You get out what you put in, okay? I've benefited from therapy. I think everybody can. And as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Oh, and they're vetted. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with the therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It could not be any simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no crashing into the snowbanks, and no getting yelled at when your car stops in the middle of the road because there's too much snow underneath the car and it's teetering back and forth like a seesaw, sort of a cartoon fashion.
That's a thing of the past.
It's over now, gang. No endless searching for the right therapist, because BetterHelp is going to hook you up with somebody who works for you. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/YKS. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/YKS. Finally, sponsoring this week's episode of YKS, Mike, NordVPN. You've heard about NordVPN. We've talked about it here on the show many times. Here's what you need to know. We're going to give you the rundown right now. Just what you need to know when you need to know it. Are you ready, Mike?
Hit me.
Okay. First, watching sporting events which aren't airing in your region by switching your virtual location to a country which is showing the event is easy with NordVPN. Okay, we've got a lot of sporting events going on right now all around the world, and I want to watch all of them. I'm a bit of a sports guy, okay? In fact, I'm known as the sports guy.
What?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
So I got to catch my sports, okay? And NordVPN is helping me do that. Now, you can also purchase flights from different, quote, virtual locations if you want to find cheaper flights. If you're the kind of person who likes spending more on flights, just ignore that. It doesn't apply to you, okay? If you want to spend the most money you possibly can on flights, don't worry about
more
NordVPN.
Just ignore it.
We will not be bothering you anymore, okay? Go on about your business. Now, the other thing you need to know, NordVPN can save you money by purchasing subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price. How about this? Maybe you purchase Netflix while you're connected to NordVPN's Mexican servers. Now you're paying, 10,000 pesos. Total guess, I don't know if that's right.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I don't know the current convert. The only thing I know about the conversion between pesos and dollars is I remember one time there was a very popular fast food restaurant. You would go through the drive through and you would win like 1 million pesos if you won the con. And then you would go home and look it up and you go, that's not what I thought it was.
But like $3.
I don't know if it's quite that bad, but NordVPN helps you out there as well. Now, you can protect your data while traveling and using public Wi-Fi as well, because NordVPN protects you wherever you are in the world. I don't know. Take Antarctica, for example. That's, you know what? Maybe not that one. That's probably not. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know how that would even. I actually don't know how that
would
work.
Take a different one.
Gosh, the moon.
Arctica.
Okay.
Shit.
It's the fastest VPN in the world. No buffering or lagging while streaming. And it stops your ISP. The dastardly ISPs love to bandwidth throttle. No more. Hey, go throttle somebody else. I'm on NordVPN. Don't mess with me. And I'm also paying top dollar for flights because that's just what I like to do. NordVPN is about the price of one cup of coffee a month. And that is absolutely nothing in this day and age. Coffee prices at an all-time low, NordVPN swooping in and saying, hey guys, we got it from here. You can use one NordVPN account on up to 6 devices. So you got what, your phone, your tablet, your computer, your other phone, your other tablet.
Your other computer.
There you go, right there. 6 devices covered with NordVPN. Thank you, NordVPN, for hooking us up, being very generous with the number of devices that we get to use this on. Now, you guys, here's what you do. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/YKS to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus 4 additional months for free. That's all during near 1/3 of a year, I reckon. That ain't bad. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/YKS is where you're going to want to go, and Antarctica is where you're going to want to go after that. Check it out. All right, we're back. Let's finish up here, Mike. And by the way, sorry, I know it sounded weird when I did that cutaway to the second. I said, it would feel like crazy. I don't know what I hit my head earlier.
You did. You legitimately did. I was going to ask about the big fucking.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I was looking for the little postage scale. So my old kitchen scale finally gave up the ghost because probably like 12 years ago, I let it get too close to the eye of the stove and it like melted the bottom of it.
Yeah. I was going to say you sat on it.
I mean, in all seriousness, it's a kitchen scale. Probably goes up to like 30 pounds or something. So yeah, I probably would destroy it.
Not as much of a diss as I thought it was going to be.
So I swear to God, I turned it on and it said F. My scale said F. And
wow,
I changed the batteries. It said F again and then died and would not turn on again. So it's dead now. It passed away. We buried it. And I went, but I had a second one down here for postage when we were doing the shipping of our own shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which by the way, very, very cool new stuff up in the YKS merch store. shop.yourkickstartersucks.com. It's really cool. Mike, you did a great job on the stuff there. Looks beautiful.
Great stuff. And if it comes out bad, because it's the printing quality is bad, I'm not to blame. Okay.
Yep. So yep.
Take your happy ass on down the road.
But let me know and I will yell at Mike for you.
Yes.
So I was going up there. I was trying to get the postage scale out of that box of stuff. It's like on a top shelf, like above my head, right? So, but I'm in a rush, so I didn't turn the lights on.
Yeah.
So I'm just yanking at one of the things like Jenga style. And then the entirely black box on top of it, which I couldn't see because it was dark in the room, flies off of the shelf and falls about 2 feet and hits me on my eyebrow in the corner of the box. And my brow hurts now. I feel like I'm one of the damn Geico cavemans. And I got this cut and I was upstairs in the kitchen. I was by myself. And then my kids walk in the door and they look at me like, what happened to your face? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they said, your face is bleeding. I was just walking around for like 30 minutes with a bleeding face. Had no idea. Didn't occur to me to check that my face might be cut. I said, ouch, and moved on with my life. Yeah. But anyways, that's
I did want to say something because you have been acting weird. I don't know if you got a concussion or what, but you've been a little weird, been a little off today.
You think I've been weird?
Acting a little crazy.
Oh, am I freaking you out? Okay, good to know. How about this? Meet Luna, the most intelligent pet bot. Ugh, I fucking hate this.
Hello.
No, don't say hello to it.
Hello, Luna.
No, don't say hello to Luna.
Look,
oh my god!
Look how much money this has raised, bro.
Oh my god!
$3 million.
That's crazy. What?
Yeah. Dr. Evil. I don't know why we had one of these a Y back. You remember that?
I mean,
I don't remember which one.
I remember the one that unceremoniously was killed off.
They killed him. Yeah.
I remember
Jibo,
the one,
right? Jibo.
Yes, the one that looked like an old Macintosh. Then we had the one that was like a 3D hologram that existed in like little box or whatever. I remember him. It was like an AI assistant.
All of the robotic dogs that we've lost.
Yeah, there was a cat one, I think, right? Somewhat recently that was like a cat. But yeah, this one looks a little different. The form factor of this is different than the others. It has a face, but it's almost like looks like a little Pixar kind of guy, you know, because
he's cute. I like his ears. I like his wools.
Yeah. I don't. What is he? Oh, but when he stands up on his hind legs, it looks very odd.
It's fucking terrifying.
This is scary. Yeah.
This is your robot.
This is your robot on drugs.
This is your pet bot.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Oh, it's like literally making the Wally noise as well.
Yeah. I wouldn't have this fucking demon in my home if you paid me. She's gonna be your best
friend. Well, Luna wakes
okay,
up.
What happened to my old best friend?
Sneezes. You know. Then she hears the door opening.
Okay.
It's you. Luna is excited and comes running to greet you. Pat her on the head.
Shows like,
she loves that.
AI face detection stuff.
Which can't be real the way they're showing it.
Around, Luna tags along.
Oh, man.
And no matter where she's at, and she'll come running.
It'll come when called, okay. And then what? Then you just look at it, right?
Luna is an incredible pet. Who just happens to be a robot.
Luna.
She's very well trained and listens to both vocal and gesture commands.
Turn around. Isn't that fun?
Is that why you have a pet to say turn around to it and that gives you some kind of pleasure? I don't need this. And you know what? To be honest, I'm over pets as well. You know, I like my little guys. You know,
we get it.
They've served me well. I'll miss them when they're gone, but I guess I don't need the little thing to be like, hey, don't forget to do that. No, I don't want to. I'm busy. I don't have time to say turn around or whatever the hell you want me to do. Quit sneezing. You're a robot. Don't sneeze. I don't need that.
Like being in that Star Wars with one of those guys, you know, trying to figure out what the hell they're saying all the time. Oh shit.
How annoying is that if you're one of the...
What?
That's actually a really good one there. You did a good job. I think it would be annoying to be one of the guys in the Star Wars universe who doesn't speak the language and that like Han Solo can understand Chewbacca, but you're Luke Skywalker and you're like, I don't know. I just haven't been around him enough, like having to constantly be the intermediary. That's not good.
That would suck.
But there are people who understand their robots too, right?
Yeah. I don't know how.
Doesn't make sense. They just do mysterious beeps and boops. I have an update from I don't believe Demi's awake right now, but Tom has updated me to say that yes, Demi does love riding around on luggage, and she rides on a brand of luggage called a Crumpler. Which
I can't do this today.
I know. I just look.
I'm out of here, bro.
Let me just say to the luggage companies, here's the two things you don't want to do. You don't want to make your luggage clear so everyone can see what's in the suitcase. Also, you don't want to name it something that makes it seem like it is going to be destroyed when you sit on it.
Yeah.
That's...
bad name for it.
Idiotic. Okay. Back to PetBot. Luna the PetBot. It has face recognition, body detection, movement recognition, emotion recognition. Because you heard there where the dad kind of sounded mad at the robot for some insane reason. And Luna was like, oh.
Bad day at the office, taking it out on this fucking robotic dog.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't understand this. At some point, this thing's going to die. It has an LCD screen on it. Terrific. You can turn on a laser pen and see her chase it. Throw a ball and she'll fetch it, and you can always just lay something out of the ordinary in the middle of the room and watch her interact with it. But she also has real games. On Luna's app, you can find tons of quizzes and charades to play with Luna. When it's her turn to play, Luna will raise the correct leg that corresponds with the answer. And don't worry if you win. Luna is not a sore loser, and she'll always want to play again. We've programmed her to have no personality, no self-respect, and she'll do...
has no emotions whatsoever.
That's awesome.
The cold killing machine. Do you remember the one that it was called Vector? Vector 2.0? It was this, another one of these fucking things.
No.
Another one of these fucking Kickstarter things that we talk about right here. The $400, I don't know if you can see it. This fucking little robot guy. The Vector, the Jibo, the fucking...
Yeah.
All of these little guys.
We miss them.
Coming soon to a landfill near you.
Oh, the Jibo site is still up, huh?
Jibo site is still up.
Even though he's dead. That sucks. What about Jibo for hospitals? Yeah, put this in the hospital. That's a good idea. What is the Vector? I don't remember the Vector at all.
I forget which one we talked about it on, but
Wow, look at him. He looks like a little looks like one of the robot battling guys that would flip you over like and stuff. Yeah.
Kind of like one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, looks like one of them. Looks like he would fucking get destroyed in there too, by the way. Looks like the little
He would get his shit wrecked for sure.
Probably the electricity zapping robot or like the buzzsaw robot. Totally destroy Vector. He's dead. Let's see. Luna will interact with your pet. If you already have a pet, what the fuck do you have this for? Are you out of your mind? $3 million. 7,800 people have backed it. And the comments are going crazy. Anything of substantial nature here? People are saying, I want the thing. Let's see. David says, I hope you all are well and the protests are not affecting you or your families. Okay.
Ooh, got something here. DDL.
I don't know what that's about. Yeah.
DDL has just sued Luna Robot Pet. And if you want to see the copyright notification, then click this link on the Kickstarter. Who's DDL?
That was the one that made Vector. I just saw that up on your...
Oh, was it? Shit. Wow.
Okay.
They have the Kickstarter...
I just opened up the text to see the message you sent me about the suitcase.
Yeah.
That's very funny. BB was being nasty, everyone.
I was being nasty, yeah.
Now, I don't... okay, so here's the copyright notification. It says...
Digital Dream Labs.
Well, I was going to say, it looks like the face looks exactly the same on the Luna as the Vector. Is that what they're talking about here?
Cosmo, Vector, and Cosmo are robotic companions made to socialize and assist the user powered by AI and advanced robotics. Earlier copyrighted audio material and other intellectual property rights of DDL are described in a second amended complaint. So they just
look, it says the same
their shit,
the same face, the same sounds. Okay, let me go to the. I'd like to hear the Vector robot sounds because we just heard.
Yeah.
We just heard the Luna sounds, and it sounds like they ripped off Wally. Let's see if the DDL robots.
I feel like I read about this before, or we talked about this before. Somebody's gonna write in and be like, "You guys talked about this same shit. Them getting sued."
Yeah.
In episode, what have you?
Well, look, we probably have a new spin on it this time around.
Yeah. Let's come up with it.
But let's see what these guys sound like. Uh-huh. That sounds kind of similar, I guess. The face is the same for sure.
I'm doing the Vanilla Ice thing. No, theirs goes... Mine goes...
Okay, yeah. I don't know. He's
not microphone there. Array, HD camera with 120 degree view, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever. They're probably not going to win because all these ideas suck. That's my. If they want to call us in as witnesses, I would just say, yeah, we've seen this like six times. So,
yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. You weren't the first one with the idea. Maybe they ripped you off. Maybe they downloaded your MP3 files. I don't know, but sounds like the same crap to me. And also, it sucks and nobody wants it, so.
The thing they sued them for was the square eyes and the robot sound. Maybe they could just change the eyes, but the robot sound seems common in other things before it, like Wall-E, for example. Not really a strong defense when you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it also sounds like the other
thing. Oh, boy. That's too bad. Not one of my favorite things to have in the house, a little robot. 3 million, 7,800 backers. Crazy. All right. What's your next one, Mike?
Weird, wild stuff.
I remember that.
This one is called 9-year-old boy wishes to realize dream of being author.
Aww.
Jack Tyler Adams writes a sweet 32-page story about a young boy trying his best to distract his mother from putting him to bed.
Wait, are you roasting a 9-year-old's project on here?
That's right, JF. Buckle up. Jack Tyler Adams, stupid name, is a 9-year-old touched by God. He received... Hey, you want to jingle some bells around in the background while I'm talking?
You need Luna. Luna would never jingle bells.
He's a song and writer was that? Song and writer, singer, musician. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't write it. I didn't write it, gang. Plays five instruments, comedian, painter, music producer, philanthropist.
Wait, what?
An entrepreneur.
Hold
he
up.
He received a miracle healing at just 6 days old and has been charmed ever since, it says here on the paper.
Oh.
He has over 11,700 follows on Instagram and millions of viewers. Jack is known for his storytelling abilities on his page. Jack's newest project is a children's book. No surprise there. What's the easiest thing to write? Oh, a fucking book for kids who are stupid.
God.
Just lighting this kid up.
Jesus.
Jack's newest project is a children's book about a boy who doesn't want to go to bed and tries to distract his mother. The story is copyrighted by the author, and any reproduction of it without the written consent of the author is strictly strictly
ooh.
Prohibited.
Ooh.
And, did Jack write this?
Dude.
Fucking.
First of all, you're destroying this kid, and
I know.
I'm here for it. I'm seeing a picture here of Jack digging a garden at 5 years old because he gardens, and then guess what he does with the crops? Oh, yeah, he throws them away. Nope. He gives them to the homeless. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
Homeless guy going, cool, I love crops. Jack's biggest great challenge is his age. Okay.
Okra. That's awesome.
It is difficult for people to wrap their head around a 9-year-old being so successful. He's a 40-year-old man trapped in a 9-year-old body. Don't ever type that or say that. It is a blessing and a curse. Many people compare him to a mixture of Elon Musk and Robin Williams.
Many people say that.
Listen up. I'm just going to say this right now. This is not the kid's fault. You as the parent are making your kid nuts.
Isn't this so funny? I love this type of stuff when parents
holy shit
do this.
You are stressing this kid out. I can tell you right now, he is stressed out to the max.
It's giving pageant mom. Or whatever yes that show is.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that show?
I think it's pageant mom.
Pageant mom.
Yeah. Jack has been begging me for over a year to homeschool him so that we can travel around the country and he can meet people and promote his projects. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it seems like mom, some stuff going on, maybe.
yeah. That's, you know what? That's a real shame.
Yeah. This is a little video of Jack.
Okay,
playing
look
the ukulele.
Cute family video, but.
Yeah. Kind of get a sense of his skill level from this short clip, JF.
Well, I mean, I don't even know if he's. It's a ukulele, so it's not even. The guy in the background is like his dad or uncle or something, I guess. So, is that one of the five instruments you say that he plays? Because I don't yeah know if that's.
I don't know about that, brother.
Oh man, look. Here's what I'll say: you got to have pride in your kid, and if the kid was sick and is now healthy, I mean, that's awesome. I love that. Now, throwing him on Instagram and saying he's a painter and a music producer and a philanthropist and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe he could just be like a kid who goes to school and like kicks a soccer ball around, or that's just my thought on it. You know, I don't claim to have all the answers to this parenting thing. And Lord knows it's the hardest job you'll ever have. But,
actually I think podcaster is harder
than
single parent.
It actually is. Because think about it. You got to make sure you have the right number of ads booked for every episode. Okay.
Or please, those advertisers, you can't cuss.
That's a tough one. Those are really, really tough. You have to remember if you've already talked about a Kickstarter or not before. Okay.
Yeah, that's tough. Hard.
You have to, even though you're not at the end of the episode yet, you really have to go to the bathroom and you have to like decide, should I pause?
Freaking hold it.
Do yeah I just hold it and pinch the tip of my penis with a clothespin and see if I can hold everything in there until it's time to go, you know? Plus, you got to, maybe there's something else. I can't think of anything else right now. But that's like a lot of the stuff there, and that's really hard. $1 of 10K, one backer. This one was canceled. This one was canceled due to...
trying to look up this child's Instagram, and then I stopped because nobody needs to do that.
That would have been wrong to do, yes. I agree with the impulse.
Roast his Instagram.
Even though they are literally begging you to do just that, we should not do it. That's a shame. Funding canceled October 20th.
Funding canceled. Yeah. Profile deleted. This was embarrassing.
look, maybe they got their shit together over there and said, okay, we're not gonna. Actually, we don't need.
What
to
was
do
I
this.
Thinking? Yeah. Must have fucking been hit in the head by a food scale or something that day.
Okay,
I created this junk.
It was actually a case of sports cards that hit me in the head, which is fine and not a metaphor for my life. Last one. This is called meatloaf.com. Yeah, this is all your favorite recipes. Yeah, don't forget the ketchup. No, dumbass. It's not that. It's called meat, meet-loaf.com, a community-driven, no-bullshit platform to help people meet their spouse. That's cool. You know, I love when people come together. And I think maybe we are all tired of these, you know, one-size-fits-all approaches to dating. So let's just get in there. No nonsense. Let's just let people meet each other. Like, let's just lay down some simple rules, okay? First of all, there's no catch, okay? The web can be a powerful tool to connect people, and the fact that the dating landscape is a scam brings sorrow to my engineer heart. Let's try to build something useful, okay? Now, here's who the platform is for. I know you want me to say everybody, but not quite. The platform is for you if you want to find love. Okay, so far, so good. You value deep relationships, sure. You know that your soulmate is out there. Gosh, I hope so. You believe that you deserve to be loved. Oh, yeah. It's taken me a while, but I believe it. You understand the concept of sacrifice. I do, all too much. And finally, mm-hmm. you love meat. What?
Oh, man.
Again, I can't emphasize enough that it's M-E-E-T, loaf. So I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, you know, about that singer guy from.
Yeah. Well, we know he'll do anything for love.
Yes. That's what I was doing.
Yes. But he won't do that. This platform is not for you if you're looking for a quick f**k. You think
take it somewhere else.
You think all men want is sex? No, they don't want that. You think all women want is money? Nope. You think you have the right to end a human life?
Or you think that climate change will kill us all?
Now, like, where
you get kind of the idea of...
How did you get to this? Come on, we were doing so good.
Wasn't there a conservative dating app in the news a little while ago, right?
I believe it has shut down after stealing tens of millions of dollars from lonely losers.
Fucking, what's her name? That lady who's like...
Yep, get him.
The Kanye...
Tell her.
What's her fucking name?
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
She was promoting that BlockFi thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the fucking crypto bank.
The crypto bank, yes.
That went fucking, the non-woke bank or whatever non-woke it was. And that bank, went belly up like a week later.
Love it.
Bird brain.
I'm just, I don't really understand. Shut the hell up back there.
Is that because I whistled?
My dog, yeah, I know. I gave him one of my headphones. We're both doing, me and my dog are sharing headphones. God damn, knock it off, Buster Brown. Come on. You can select here on your value system whether you're conservative or liberal, religious or not. And if you click liberal or not religious, you are immediately booted from the site and your profile is deleted. It says, now the way they're going to keep this site up is with ads and donations. So you can donate to keep your dating website online. That makes a ton of sense and sounds
very cool. Good
technology. You can contact him here at contact@.com. You just spouted out a lot of questionable low resolution opinions and welcome your feedback. I believe the most important part of meeting someone is, well, the meeting process. It doesn't feel natural. No one will bother and the site will fail. I'm getting a lot of, it's giving Elon Musk on this, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The one where the guy says, basically, this is very simple. I'm super normal and I want what everyone wants, and then proceeds to describe the thing that most people do not want.
People do not want.
In the most off-putting way you can possibly do it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't need to hear any more from this guy. And sorry to his wife as well. Seems like a real bummer. $2.
People are sick of woke. People are sick of woke.
Yeah.
And we've had enough.
Yep. You're right. $2 pledged on a $2 pledge will get you the werewolf tier one. Don't know what that means.
Is that seriously the fucking, okay.
It is.
Werewolf, vampire, and pirate. Cause we just talked about like the gym that was like werewolf branded or whatever. And it was like a racist gym.
That's all these guys know how to do.
Neo-Nazis,
it's fucking
like,
crazy.
Well, werewolves or something.
It sucks because werewolves are funny and cool, and yet they're trying to destroy it, and we won't let them. Our values are under attack. Our
werewolf values are under
Anyway, that's what this loser thinks is going to work. And it is, let's see. What the fuck? I can't scroll up. Hey, if you're developing something, develop a mouse. So let me scroll up the fucking page. $1 pledged of $10,356. One backer. 58 days to go. Also of note, this is in Germany. This guy is German. So that's something to keep in mind. Yikes. Well, that's a six-pack, gang. We got time for one more segment here on the show. It's called That's Where You Come In.
You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna talk to Mike and JF. You're gonna wanna call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS Pod on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, that's where you come in. By the way, it's 540 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin. We got a fucking... I talked to Howell about it.
Is it?
Yeah.
540?
It's 540. Damn. You know, brutal. Brutal. Anyway, that's where you come in. Mikey asks, what movie are we putting on during a holiday gathering? Home Alone, Christmas Carol, etc. And our friend Mars as well follows up. Similarly, what is this ideal holiday Jesse movie or Mike movie? All right. So let's talk about holiday movies, Mike. When I was, I don't have a way to show this to you. When I was at Starbucks, they had a little dry erase board up on the side of the cash register where they were doing, like, I guess their own interpretation of what the best Christmas movies are.
Please tell me it wasn't on there.
Yeah.
Please tell me.
Well, you're actually going to not like this at all. Here's the first round, okay? The Grinch versus Jack Frost, Elf versus Santa Claus, National Lampoon versus Christmas Story, Nightmare Before Christmas versus Polar Express, Scrooge before Home Alone or against Home Alone, and Die Hard against Gremlins.
Wow.
So
some heavy contenders in there, JF.
Yeah, Die Hard
beat all-timers.
Die Hard beat Gremlins. And it looks like Krampus advanced with a bye. I don't really know. I think they maybe forgot to do the look. This is an amateur bracket. Okay. I don't know where Krampus came from. Let's see. Home Alone defeated Scrooge, Nightmare Before Christmas defeated Polar Express. Yeah. I actually don't know where the other half of this bracket is. Anyways, we should make our own bracket here. Are any of those sticking out? What is that? Xmas with the Krakens? The fuck is that?
What the fuck? I don't know.
I brought the rum, savvy, Johnny Depp. Frosty is on here. I don't know what movies do you watch around Christmas.
Christmas, the when it starts getting colder, JF, like it is now. I like to throw on some classics like 2002's The Eye, the horror film about the eye transplant, where the woman can see ghosts. Night of the Living Dead 3D from 2006, the awful Night of the Living Dead 3D remake, Communion. These are all my best holiday films. No, I don't watch. I'm not like a kick back and put on a holiday movie for the fuck of it.
You're so weird. You're so fucking weird. Just watch the Muppets Christmas Carol. What is wrong with you?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Hey, buddy.
What?
You got any plans for December 24th evening? I think I know what we're doing.
All right, let's watch it. I've never seen it.
Hey, bring your gonzo nose over. Do you have a gonzo nose? Sorry, I should have asked before we made plans.
Yeah, I have multiple gonzo noses.
Okay, bring your gonzo nose. You know what? We don't have to watch the movie.
Creature from Black Lake, 1978. That's another.
Stop being weird. The show's over. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, bye.
Hello, Mike and JF. Been listening for a while now. But I never called in until today, but I felt like I had to because I just saw my Spotify Wrapped for this past year. I don't know if you're familiar with that. They basically just show you your top artists and songs and stuff. My top artist was G-Unit for some reason, the 50 Cent supergroup from like 20 years ago. That's not important. The reason I'm calling is because it also tells you about your podcast listening. And it told me, this is not a joke, it told me that last year I listened to 30,973 minutes of YKS. Don't make fun of me, please. That's not a joke. 30,000 minutes. That is 516.2 hours of my year. That is 21.5 days of my year, 24-hour periods. I did the math. That adds up to 5.89% of my whole year was just listening to Mike and JF talk about, like, I don't know, something that, like, goes in your toilet or whatever and, like, scans something. I can't even remember a single thing that you guys said on the show, and I listened to it for 30,000 minutes. I mean, that's, like, this is rock bottom, right? This is a wake-up call. I got to, like, change my life, right? Anyway, I love the show, clearly. Probably going to keep listening to it. Please don't make fun of me. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's a lot.
I really had to pee.